The Miracles of Jesus. Chapter 16. Miracles and the Gospel. When John sent from his prison to know if Jesus was indeed the expected Messiah, Jesus had the messengers stand by while he was healing the people, raising the dead, and doing mighty works. Then he said to them, "Go your way, and tell John what things you have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and to the poor the gospel is preached." But Jesus is not the only one who works miracles. The spirits of devils do them also. False Christs and false prophets work miracles to deceive. Miracles by themselves, therefore, are not necessarily a proof of one's divine authority, and Christ did not depend on them alone to test his divine mission. Unto the poor the gospel is preached. It was by his words, more than by his miracles, that men were convinced. The rough soldiers who were sent to seize him said, "Never man spoke like this man." And so we are thrown back upon the word as the only test. If the ones who perform great signs and wonders are in any point opposed to the plain word of God, if they seek in any degree to weaken its force, or to show that it does not mean what it says, know at once that they are not of God. To the law, and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.